So night three, ladies' night, you know, one of my favorite nights, arrhythmia, different energy, a lot more subtle. These different medicines each night, a little bit of different frequency coming in. And became apparent that the next layer in integrity for me this week was about love. And the medicine showed me how it's very hard to be in integrity if you don't love yourself. And of course I love myself, but it's like this falling in love with yourself, because as you see the things that you don't feel good about, you can transform them into love. Like, you know, like to really just devote yourself to love. And through that, it's the ability to love everything, to love others, even love your enemies. You know, as Jesus would say, episode 33, I gotta bring Jesus in this one. There's a statue of him right here. You know, in these teachings that are so hard sometimes to conceptualize. And it was just sitting in that frequency of love. And just feeling the love for my friends, my family, for arrhythmia, for the ayahuasca, and just navigating through this dreamlike dream. And I felt so calm, so at peace, that I didn't need nothing. I was so content. And just exploring like that feeling of love and self-love, and just seeing myself and forgiving myself. Because the pathway to self-love is forgiveness, which is another key part of integrity. You know, forgiving yourself for the mistakes, forgiving yourself for all the things that you did from a wounded place, from fear. And really true forgiveness and not carrying it anymore. And that's a process in itself, you know, of just really reflecting and seeing how, you know, like, look, I was doing my best. I didn't know any better. And really forgiving. And Mitra was talking about after. Mitra's one of my greatest teachers as well. He's a wizard. He orchestrates a ceremony, which was a Thursday, and I'll get to that in a minute. But he shared about, you know, forgiveness is threefold, you know, asking forgiveness from yourself, asking for forgiveness from others, and asking forgiveness from God, the one who sees everything you do when no one's watching, and creating that relationship with God through forgiveness and really asking for forgiveness. Because you really got to mean it to be forgiven. You can't just say the word, please forgive me. It can start like that. Definitely can start like that. But eventually you crack through the shell around your heart and you can go deeper inside and feel that forgiveness. This is why we kind of incorporate that into our breath work, you know, asking for forgiveness and then giving forgiveness. And so it was a huge, huge breakthrough for me, love and forgiveness and integrity. And so Thursday morning, it's Yahe night. I used to hate Yahe, not hate it, but it was always a hard night. I didn't look forward to it. Very purgative, never many visions until, you know, a year and a half ago, I started again. And I asked the Yahe, if we can start from the beginning. And it gave me this really funny, amazing journey of like baby visuals and like, yeah, we're starting from the beginning. We're gonna start slow. And so, you know, I drank the first cup, went down, started feeling it's pretty strong, drank the second cup, feeling amazing, no nausea, no purging. Oh, and just to backtrack a little bit of the story, I get a call in the afternoon, I'm going to get a massage. My wife calls and she's like freaking out. I could tell something's wrong. She's like, our niece, our 2-year-old niece, had a seizure and went blue, was rushed to the hospital, and they didn't know what was going on. It was very scary. The point where she's supposed to come visit me on the weekend, and we're gonna spend a few weeks down here, and she's like, I don't think I can come anymore. I don't know what to do. My mom's freaking out, everyone's freaking out. I'm just like, oh my God, what is going on? So immediately I think, okay, print up a picture of her and bring it to the altar, because they can pray for people on the altar. So I print up this picture, bring it in, I tell Mitra, and she says, yeah, we're going to pray for her tonight. And so I'm thinking about my intention is like, you know, like I wanted to go into celebration, celebrate the week, celebrate life. But it became very clear that the intention was not supposed to be about me that night. It was supposed to be about her, about my 2-year-old niece. And I just started praying for her. And through that, it's like my heart opened. And it reminded me the night before when I got put into the soul merger machine. This machine comes out of nowhere and I'm going on a conveyor belt under it. And it's like, yes, you learn about love. Now we're going to heal your heart, merge your soul again. So some of the intentions here. And it brought me back to that. I felt this heat coming from my heart and just my chest was like on fire in the most amazing way. And so it brought me there, and I was just holding her in the ceremony, letting her know it's going to be okay, just feeling this energy, feeling her at such peace, and just showing that one of the greatest acts of integrity is to be selfless. Be selfless with no ulterior motive, not doing things out of charity to want to be seen or to want to get something in return. It was just like, give it up of yourself, give up of your intentions, and just bring your awareness here. And it was the most rewarding, fulfilling experience to do that. And then as we're in the healing circle and they got the wairas, the leaves, and they're shaking them, and they're chanting, and they're doing the blessing, I could just see her face. And at first she was having, it felt like she was having a dream where she was just like scared at first, and she was seeing the wairas and they're hitting her, like just like tapping her in the healing. And I said, don't worry, it's okay, you're safe. And she started smiling and laughing, and it became like this joyful healing for her. And ayahuasca said she's gonna be fine. I think actually now she's gonna be called to the medicine. She's gonna be a little medicine girl. We'll see. But I just felt this connection, this knowing that she's gonna be fine. And what happened from there was it became a celebration of life, celebration of her, celebration of integrity and forgiveness and love and being here with some of the most amazing friends that decided to come. Decided to come and join us in this experience. And right into the morning, and the sun came up, and we're sitting on the hammocks, and me and my friend Roxy were just laughing about life and telling these amazing stories to each other. And I just feel so blessed. I literally feel so blessed. I went to breathwork last night and literally lit the house on fire. We just like blew the roof off. One of the greatest breathworks ever. We ended with, I remember the first time I met Roxy, he's a producer. He produced the music for Elemental Rhythm, a lot of the songs. He was co-producing with me on the Nessie Gomez track. First time I met him, we were doing this event downtown called Ideal Changes. And so we just had this crazy idea. Let's just go downtown, make a conscious event. We had live music. We would have speakers. We had breakout rooms. We'd have vendors. And one time we threw a dance party, the NXAC dance party, and him and his group Lovolution was there. I'll never forget, he ended the night playing the song Love Train, and the lights were going on and everyone was dancing. It goes like, people of the world, join hands, start a love train. You know that song? And so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna bring that in tonight. So we never tried it before, but at the end, after the meditation, after the integration songs, like, everyone, okay, please stand up. I got one more surprise for you. We hit the song, the lights go on, and everyone just starts dancing, doing this soul train around the room and laughing. And I felt like a kid again. I felt like just this joyful child that was so ecstatic to be here where I am right now. And today I knew what I had to do. I had to write an email to the community elemental to let them know that we're not reopening. You know, we had planned to do this renovation and just like the costs weren't working out, and you know, the investment kind of fell through. We were trying to get some investors. I was talking about this earlier in a few podcasts, and it just didn't make sense anymore. And I've been kind of like dreading to write this email. Again, it's my biggest fear 7 years ago, to have to lose Elemental for the community, for just all the people there, the amazing relationships and all the things that I've gotten out of it. It's I never made any money there, but in a way it was the most profitable business I've ever been in. So many seeds were planted and relationships grown and other opportunities came out of it. So I just tried to write the most integral email I could, explaining what happened and just offering to compensate people that had credits in a way that I could, you know, try to figure it out, you know, whether, you know, like, I don't know, the company went under, but, you know, like I had some ideas on like, you know, offering them some, you know, free access to breathwork or live events, or some other studios were gracious enough to offer some free credits to the people who had credits already, like Float Valley and Float Toronto and Othership. And I just felt so good to be supported that way and to be able to try to give back and Flow Hydrotherapy, Monica. And I wrote this email and I started getting all these amazing emails back, like saying, thank you for Elemental. Like, COVID was so hard for me too. People had businesses and, you know, making them offers to work it out, and they were so grateful. And it was just an amazing kind of ending to this whole week's experience on how to really be in integrity. Because it would have been easy to just say like, hey, we're done, like you lose, I lose type thing, but that didn't sit well with me, you know. It felt out of integrity, and the response was just warmed my heart. Some people just responded, didn't have credits or anything, and just shared about, you know, what they loved about Elemental and how it changed their life and how it was amazing. Because the intention was to be a healing place. You know, when I first did ayahuasca, I didn't know where to go. I was kind of lost. I was like, where's the community? What can I do? And this kind of place was a place to solve for that, to allow people to have a place to go and to meet other people and to share and to connect and to really go inward. And so I don't think that will stop. I don't think I'll ever stop doing that. Maybe the physical location isn't there anymore, but that community is now in my heart. And my intention is to keep doing events, keep sharing, working with other people, and finding a way that feels great to do it. And so you're welcome to join the community, whether you want to become a breathwork facilitator and change your life. And I highly encourage you to do that. Just come to an event, a retreat, come to Rhythmia. I'd love to meet you, connect with you, share with you, learn from you, and just appreciate you. I appreciate all of you who listen to these geocasts. I hope you found this insightful. I hope you take something away from it. And please, I love to hear from you guys. If there's something you want me to talk more about or something you want to share that you relate to, you know, I love getting these. You can send me an email, geo@elementalrhythm.com, or on Instagram, elementalgeo, or @elementalrhythm. Yeah. So again, thank you so much for listening. My name's Gio. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.